When he went away, the kingdom of God, at his resurrection, the kingdom of God was sent into the earth. And it was sent into the people. And though the first that received it were the apostles, received the kingdom of God. As we receive this today, we put the kingdom of God into a body. He says, every time you do this, because I thought about this, and through my progression and through my learning and my continuous learning, and it ain't stopping here. You understand what I'm saying? It's what I have at this moment. You know, next moment it might change. It will change, okay, my perception. But at this moment, here it is, he's saying, okay, here's my body.
Okay.
That was broken for you. So that you could be the body in the earth. So that I could prepare a body for my spirit to live in. Just as it was that God prepared a body for himself. So that his spirit could come and live into it. Because the Bible says that when he arose, he was the first of many brethren. So if that's the way that he was born, then that's same the way we got to be born. If you're not tracking, that's why it's on tape. Here it was, a body in the earth. And the Spirit of God came and hovered over that body and impregnated that body, went into that body and produced Jesus. He's what came out. In the same manner is what happens with us. We are this body. He went away. Death, burial, resurrection, went away and then sent the one to live on the inside of us so that we could be reborn into a new creation where all the old things are passed away. So here it is. We are a body that he prepared for himself. And he came to live in it. And this blood represents our power and our new beginning. We could not be, we could not have, if he had not have done and prepared what he prepared for us. So this means that as I take this, this means that I can live this new life. I can live this kingdom life. This is a kingdom of God thing. This ain't no little church thing. We are the church operating as and in the kingdom as sons of God. How did we know that he was a son? He had that blood. Now our blood changes. I'm not talking about in real, all of a sudden, blood, because you got to have real blood in order to be able to be in there. But the power of the blood, the authority of the blood of Jesus, it makes us the joint and the heir of God and the joint heir with Jesus. It makes us co. So now I'm not by myself. You know, sometimes people be praying. I used to pray that all the time. I ain't gonna tell you when I get these bouts about me. Oh God, I don't want to be alone. I just don't want to be alone. Actually, I ain't gonna tell you when. You know, I get these little feelings. You know what I'm saying? God, where's my post? You know, for the day. Oh, after that. Back for another month. Anyway, whatever. I mean, it's kind of way. I was stupid. I thought. Oh.
Sad.
I'm just helping some of y'all. Some of y'all probably thought the same way. And then, you just want to know. Anyway, get all that. Okay. So here it is. We are the body of Christ. Okay. Understand that here we are, being the body of Christ. If we're the body of Christ, that means that Christ lives in us, and here it is. We have his mind. So as you receive this today, understand that he is Lord. He is owner of this. That's why it says that now you are no longer own yourself. So why are you still trying to take care of yourself? Why are you still trying to do it your way? It's because you're not a kingdom citizen. You can be around it, would never be in it. So as we receive this today, I want you to start to really meditate take it out of religion. Take out of the religious manner. And what I mean religion is the pattern, the grouping, the way that you think. And realize when I take this, this body is no longer mine. It's his.
Oh, I guess I didn't want to submit to that.
Anyway, okay, this blood, it changes me. I have this power, this authority. This is a covenant, which means that now everything I do, my whole life is to manifest you.